1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
I want to talk about this new law that they've passed in Canberra this morning
that
will allow Canberrans to be blazing it up.
What?
Yeah, it's a new, the ACT legislative.
Oh my God.
Got there in the end.
Yeah.
Assembly has passed a bill legalizing possessing and growing cannabis for personal use in the nation's capital.
Oh, so this is not medicinal.
No, this is not.
Right.
Hey, mate. I've got some out the back.
Go for it.
Totally legal.
The rule 420, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it is a private member's bill, blah, 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 lots of government stuff. If you're over 18, it lets you have 50 grams of cannabis and you can grow 2 plants.
Okay.
Right.
So just again confirming, you don't have to have anything wrong with you. You don't have to, this is not medicinal.
This is not this medicinal.
Just, okay.
This is just purely for your personal use.
Yep.
Right?
Okay.
But it is obviously limited to a personal amount, I guess, like two plants, 50 grams. That sounds, I have no idea. It sounds reasonable, right?
Yeah.
But the one thing that everyone's talking about is the fact that this is the only place in Australia, right?
That's done
and
it,
it's the same thing happened in America where they started with one and then it kind of like a few different places got more and more and more, right? But this is not buying, this is not selling. So you're not allowed to have, they don't have dispensaries.
Oh.
Right, like it's not like a bottle-o or a...
Right, and that's why you're meant to have your own plant.
Yeah, that's
why
you're
not meant to be buying it from somebody else.
Yeah.
And how do you get started? It just, anyway, it's confusing.
I don't know. You get the seeds from somewhere, I guess.
So you've got to break the law somehow to get started to do the legal
work. Surely, I think you can just buy the plant.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, no, I don't know either. but the new laws come into effect from January 31, 2020. But I was just having a look at their, at the some of the... Question time in Parliament.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, the nation's capital where the Parliament is there. And I thought I'll go in and have a look at some of their debate because it's really interesting. And it was actually, I think it might make politics a little bit more interesting for everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
If Minister might wait, I haven't called him yet. Members on my left will cease interjecting.
Yeah, look, I just want to introduce... Has anyone got any Doritos?
Actually, I take that back. I think it'll make it a lot slower. I mean, politics is already slow. It's only going to get a whole lot slower.
Dirty before 6:30.
But before we get to that, the stories that are just a little bit more adult, so they're early in the show, away from little ears. Now, this morning... Talking about what you've left behind in a hotel room. Have you ever left anything behind?
No, I actually don't think that I have. I'm very, anxious. I'm a very anxious person. I will do 8 checks before I leave the room.
Yeah,
so,
I do a couple of sweeps before I leave. But I still leave stuff behind.
Yeah, okay.
I leave particularly toiletries stuff.
Yeah, it's also a really big thing for people to accidentally leave things in the safe. So the important stuff like your passport, a lot of people... get to the airport and they're like, no, I was too safe because you can't see what's in the safe.
So true.
Yeah.
Now, this particular lady has gone viral for leaving something a little bit different behind in her hotel room. Something a little bit more adult. She left a, I guess, partner...
A toy.
Apparatus. Yeah, a toy.
Okay.
Toy is probably the thing that
a
you
toy,
would say.
A toy, but not your classic... toy.
Yeah, look, it wasn't Lego.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a Barbie.
The reason we know this is because she's a hostie, like an air host.
Okay, so she'd be staying in hotels all the time.
Yeah. Now, apparently, I didn't know this until I read the story, is that when you're a hostie, they book like a group booking and it's through this company or this service that sorts it all out for you. What the problem with that is that also when you check out, they're the point of contact for anything that's happened in the hotel room, right?
Yep.
So a telex message, which for those of us who are not, I don't know, born last century, it's like a printed message that was sent around to all of the offices.
Oh, no.
Right. It says, "Hi, from Crew Watch," which I assume are the people that are taking care of it.
Yeah.
"We just received a call from the hotel in Manchester. They found a 25-centimetre blank
including the measurements.
In one of the crew rooms. Can you let them know it can be collected at Ops later on?
No one's going back to collect that, are they?
I don't know, 25 centimetres, that is a lot.
And if they're expensive, I guess maybe you'd want to.
Yeah, like it's probably...
But gosh, that's embarrassing.
That's a whole lot of gear, so it could be quite dear.
Oh, my Lord.
Actually sparked a study response from a study that has been done says a third of things left behind in hotel rooms are actually of that ilk.
Wow.
Yeah.
How is that not the first thing that you put back in your bag because you'd be too scared to leave it? I don't know. Again, I'm anxious.
Yeah, it is a bit of a weird one. Like, what would you not put it away as soon as
And
you...
does everyone then know that it's hers?
Only because if she goes back to... and gets it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, surely. Right, yeah. God, that's weird.
25.
How embarrassing. 25 centimetres. I'm just... Think of a 30 centimetre ruler.
It's a doozy.
Whoa! Let's go! Trending now at hits.com.au. Okay, it's the 26th of September. What does that mean to you, Jesse?
Footy finals this weekend.
Definitely not. What else? You're wrong. Okay. It is International Dumpling Day.
Is it?
Yeah, World Dumpling Day. Now, I'm not talking about those sweet dumplings that, you know, the cute ones you get for dessert. I'm talking like, you know, an Asian-style dumpling. We've got some stuff in there, maybe some cabbage. Yeah, I used to make them when I was little. Anyway, with my mum. Anyway,
flashback.
A restaurant in Queensland has introduced this thing just for today, and it is making headlines because it is a Vegemite dumpling.
Ooh.
Ooh, I know. Now, I think there's a little bit of cheese in there, a bit of Vegemite in there, which makes sense. People have Vegemite and cheese everything.
Totally.
You know, put it in a sandwich, put it on a cracker, whatever. Mm. Now, I don't like Vegemite. Call me un-Australian or whatever. It is very bitter and disgusting. Why would I like it? Anyway.
It's an acquired taste for
probably
people.
Too spicy for me. So, yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it? Vegemite and cheese, right? But in a dumpling form, why not? Why not?
No,
now, it is dumpling day, so anyone who is planning or is now planning to make dumplings for dinner, give a Vegemite one a go.
Well, don't dumplings usually have meat in them?
They can do, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder what meat would go well with Vegemite.
Vegemite and stuff.
I could do a bit of pork in there, I reckon.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Maybe beef.
I don't think Vegemite goes with any meat.
Yeah, that's because you're wrong.
Okay. It's because I'm not disgusting. But yeah, whatever. Just chuck Vegemite in whatever and I'm going to talk about it because it's very Aussie and it's awesome.
Yeah,
and dumplings are like the least Aussie thing ever. So they were like, let's put some Vegemite in there.
Mm.
The thing is, again, it's a fad. People want to try it. So everyone's going to go and try these Vegemite dumplings.
I want to go and eat dumplings for lunch today.
Yeah, and I want everyone in WA who owns a store that sells dumplings to go out to Coles as soon as the doors open and buy some Vegemite.
Mm.
Give it a crack.
You got to buy dumplings and Vegemite.
Yeah. Mix it all together in a food processor and you know you got the best of both worlds.
Drink it in a smoothie? Is that what you're getting?
Yuck, no.
Hit.com.au if you want to find out what else is trending.
Happy Dumpling Day.
Happy Dumpling Day, everyone.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
When have you copped someone's points?
Yeah, and this is because a woman in Perth has copped 3 demerit points and she can't have that. Otherwise, she's going to lose her license.
She only got one to give or something.
She's posted on Facebook Marketplace asking for a complete stranger, anyone, to take these points and she'll pay the money.
It was you that was driving.
Yeah, please do.
Mm. Now, so we were looking for someone who has maybe copped or offloaded some points. Now, mm-hmm. Colin from Treendale, was it you, mate?
I actually offloaded some to my ex-wife now.
Mm-hmm. Is that why?
And at the time we were together. Anyhow, I offloaded them so I didn't lose my license. And it put her pretty close to being up there with hers.
And a
week later, she got fined.
Oh, no. And then she lose her license?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Well, you'd have to drive her literally everywhere for that.
Yeah, it wasn't long after that we broke up.
Yeah. Spending so much time in the car together.
Yeah. You're just arguing there.
But so you, instead of you copping the other points so that you lost your license, she lost her license and that was just that?
Yep.
Oh, jeez, mate.
The way you say, yep.
Yep.
That was it.
And that's how that worked out.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
We want to know when you found a pest in your car.
Yeah, now this is because, one, I've had a big spider in my car, so have you, but also a lady in Adelaide has returned back to her car and it has been swarmed by bees. Mm. They just chose her car out of all of them and decided to just start living there.
Now, Ginny from Bunbury, you've had some pests in or on the car?
In the car.
Oh, what was that?
It was a spider. I was going out to dinner with a girlfriend, and on the way there, I noticed the spider in the car. I think it was, like, near the steering wheel, and I just flicked it away.
Oh.
And we freaked out, but I didn't think too much of it. It's probably about the size of a 50-cent piece. It was a little one.
Yeah, but they're the poisonous
ones. Then on
the
way back from dinner, it crawled up across my chest. I thought it was just a seatbelt feeling weird on my neck. And I was 98% committed to stopping the car in the middle of the road and just getting out.
I would have crashed.
Nearly. I managed to quickly pull off the road, and I don't even think I managed to put the handbrake on. It was just in neutral, and I jumped out and did, like, that weird frantic dance to get it off.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Did you ever find it again, or...?
No, but we, like... I put one of them little bomb things in my car as well.
Yeah, good. Yep. It's the only way to do it.
Spiders seem to be a classic. I got a text through from one of my mates, and he said snake.
Yeah,
in the bonnet.
Seen that happen before?
Because they go there for, like, the warmth. And
yeah,
then
right.
Eat, like, under the from the underneath the bonnet up onto the windscreen. And
gosh,
I wonder whether he tried to use a windscreen
wiper.
Yeah,
put those wipers on to flick it off.
Get off. Get
out of here, Jeff. Now, we also chucked this on our Facebook page, Hit WA, and we got some very good comments. We had one from Kelly saying, I had the car parked up for quite a while as it was being fixed. And then when it finally got going, I turned on the aircon and heaps of huntsmen of all sizes came crawling out of the vents. Apparently, they found a great breeding spot in there, and I almost set the whole car on fire.
Yeah, fair enough. Dude, that's like a horror movie.
As you would. And then I think my favorite comment on here, I knew we would get this. We've got one from Elaine. Kids, man, they are the biggest pest. Can we go here? Can we go there? Can we have Maccas? Can we have HJs? I need to pee. I'm thirsty. Blah, blah, blah. The noise doesn't stop. Classic pests.
You do the thing where you jump out of the car, do the little dance and get rid of them?
Yeah, get rid of them. You can't put a bug bomb to get rid of your kids, can you?
You guys ready?
You versus us, powered by Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile.
Now, Christy from Busso, who would you like to take on this morning?
I'll go Sean.
All righty. Five questions. Buzz in with your name.
Yep.
If you get it wrong, one of the other one gets a free crack at it, okay?
Yep.
Perfect.
All righty.
Good
question
luck.
Number one. It's multiple choice.
Okay.
Which artist has recently topped Forbes' list of highest paid hip-hop acts? Is it A, Kanye West, B, Jay-Z, or C, Dr. Dre?
Sean. I feel like all of them, but I'm going to say...
They can't all be at the top.
Oh my God. It's between two of them in my head. I'm going to say Dr. Dre. Damn it.
Is it Kanye West or Jay-Z, Christy?
I'm going to go Jay-Z.
Oh. Well, those
not.
Were my two guesses. So.
Apparently, it's Kanye West because his Yeezy brand is expected to be worth $1.5 billion.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
In sales alone, yeah.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
All right. Nilo, question number two. Which lead singer who performed at this year's Super Bowl halftime show has shaved part of his head and gotten cornrows?
Oh, my God. Who performed at the Super Bowl? Why can't I think
I
of this? This is bad
it was like
for me.
January or February of the year just gone, I think. So
yeah.
Yeah, this year.
Oh my gosh, I pass.
I'm pretty sure he's in Maroon 5.
Sean. Adam Levine.
Correct.
As if I get that.
Yep. That photos really... are up at hit.com.au if you want to go and have a look.
Okay, beautiful.
Multiple choice for question number three. It is one zip. Let's go, Christy. You gotta get this one to stay in the game, I think. Well, to at least keep it tied up.
Yep.
All right. Which Aussie act is performing our national anthem at the AFL Grand Final this weekend? It is multiple choice, by the way.
Okay.
Yep.
Is it A, Dean Lewis, B, Tones and I, or C, Conrad Saul?
Sean.
Seanos.
Is it Dean Lewis?
Oh. It is not Dean Lewis.
Okay.
All right.
Well, he's playing there, though.
Christy.
Is it Conrad Saul?
Yeah,
it is Conrad Saul.
One.
All right, ties it up.
And
two
he played at the Brownlow.
Go.
Okay, yep, next.
Question number four. quokkas can be found on Rottnest Island near...
Christy. Oh.
Oh, Christy.
Oh, Christy, so soon.
Wow.
What's your answer?
I don't even know what the question is.
Yeah, was your answer going to be Rottnest?
Yes.
Do you want to just say something random to at least give yourself a go?
I don't know. No.
I'll give you the rest of the question, mm-hmm. Sian.
Mm-hmm.
Can be found on Rottnest Island near Perth and on Bald Island near Albany. Spell quokka.
Sian, okay. Q-U-O-K-K-A.
Correct. Ooh. Alrighty, to tie it
May
up
May I please
here,
have
Christy.
The origin of the word?
Yeah, okay. Please use it in a sentence. I rode my quokka. Damn it. Alright, got to get this one to stay in the game, Christy. Question number 5. Finish this old school Britney Spears lyric. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign.
Christy.
Go, Christy.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Way! Very nicely done. That
oh my
ties
gosh.
It up.
Yeah, so it's 2-2. Alrighty.
All right, hold on. Let me just grab a tiebreaker here.
Hurry up.
A special envelope.
I'm sweating. Okay.
Knees weak. Palms are sweaty.
I'm on spaghetti.
All right. True or false? This is for the win. Home Alone star Macaulay Culkin changed his middle name to Macaulay Culkin.
Sian. What? I'm just... It's random, so I'm going to say true.
It is true.
Mate,
really
what?
Weird. He changed his name. He changed it legally while raising money for charity in 2018.
So is his name Macaulay Culkin Culkin?
Yes.
Wow, that's
apparently.
Good.
Apparently.
That's a good name. Oh, I'm so sorry, Christy.
Who knew that Macaulay Culkin Culkin would do you in today, Christy?
Thank you so
sorry,
much.
Sorry, Christy. Have a great day.
Thanks.
No worries. That one's back again tomorrow without Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Oh, I wish $100
bucks
in there
up
more.
For grabs. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile with Optus.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Last night, we went to the movies, didn't we, with our other friend. And we saw the film Good Boys just in Bunbury at the Grand Cinemas. It was my first time there. It was very nice.
Similar film to Superbad.
Just with kids.
Yeah.
Funny. Really good film, but it did just get me thinking about what is okay and what is not okay in the cinema. And that came after we were sitting there, we were joking, and I said, I'm going to put my feet up, by the way, Jesse, so I hope you don't think that's gross. And you said, so am I. It's fine.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
And then as we started watching the movie, I'd say we were 10 minutes in, I would say.
Yep.
Yeah, just about that. One of the ladies that worked there, you know, she's walking up the aisles, and I didn't really notice that she was a worker. I thought she was just maybe someone who was joining the film. And she came over to us specifically. I was a bit worried. I didn't know what was going on. And then she just leant over and said to you, sorry, could you please just put your feet down off that chair? And I had to, you know, not laugh. Because the thing is, it could have been me. It definitely could have been me. But at the same time, I thought, oh, Jesse, you are disgusting. How could you?
Yes, your words to me were very stern, considering you're about to do the exact
the
same
exact
thing.
Anyway, it got me thinking, what's okay and what is not okay in the movies? Now, I go quite a lot. I've got 6 questions here, and I'm just going to add up your score at the end to see how putrid you are, or if you're an acceptable person.
Is
to
Is one
go
of
to
them
the
about
with.
The feet on the thing?
No, I'll skip the feet.
No, because it wasn't my feet, all right?
What?
Like, the cinema's empty, right? So the chair in front of you is empty.
Yeah.
So I was resting my knee on the chair.
What? No, you weren't. You had your feet up.
No, because
you
my foot is not on the chair.
Shoes on that
my
chair.
Knee is on the chair and my foot is in the
How
air.
How long are your legs?
Yeah. That's the beauty of having long legs.
Okay, so
I'm
let's
not dirtying
just,
the chair.
Let
That's
me
all
quickly
saying.
Get started. First of all, actually, I am going to include it and I'm going to give you a point. Putting your feet up on the chair in front of you, there you go. Now, this is out
Knee's
of 7.
Fine.
You've currently got
feet
a 1 out
not.
Of 7. Okay, number 2. Would you ever take your shoes off in the cinema?
Absolutely not.
What?
No.
But if you were wearing thongs or slides, would you slip them off? I'm not asking you to undo your shoelaces.
No, and it's not not that I'm a considerate person. It's just that I wouldn't want to step on the gum / popcorn / Coke that's on the
Okay,
floor.
Well, that's fine. All right. Well, you don't get a point for that one. Do you check your phone during the movie? Do you text?
I don't text, but I do check my phone.
Okay. I'm going to add a point there because the light comes up. It should be off.
Okay.
Do you open your packet of food during the movie or beforehand?
Whenever I feel like it.
Okay, so during the movie is a thing that you might do. So there's another point for
you. Am I trying to keep the points low here?
We'll just find out at the end.
Is this golf?
Do you laugh excessively loud? So say something's quite funny. Will you give a big laugh? Or will you sort of... Yeah, you did do that.
If it's funny, you've got to laugh.
So we've got four here. When you were 15 at the movies, or around that age, did you do that thing where you went to the movies and you pashed someone in the back row? You were kissing a girl in the back row?
No, but not for lack of trying.
Right, just because you weren't able to.
The opportunity never presented itself.
But if it did, would you have done it?
100%.
Okay, so you got a 5. Now, last question here. When the movie is finished, this is a big one for me. Do you take the rubbish out with you, or do you leave it on the chair for the cleaner to come in and get?
I take it with me.
Okay, good. See, that's good. So we didn't get a point there. However, you did get 5 out of 7.
Yeah.
Which means, if you just want to, I've got a little applause ready for you because I just need to congratulate you, Jesse. You are disgusting. You are putrid.
Whatever. There was ones in there that I was like, there is nothing wrong with this.
Okay, opening your food during the movie, that's a thing you got to do before. Because nobody wants to hear this.
This is like...
halfway through a film.
This is like the other day I was watching the footy at the pub.
Yep.
And a guy's like, sorry, mate, can you move? Because I can't see the screen. And I'm like, you came to a pub. What did you expect in a public place?
But we're talking about a cinema here, and if you're opening your Maltesers during a quiet part of the film, it's very loud. Also, laughing excessively loud.
Well, then they don't have a snack bar then.
You ruin it for everyone else. Anyway.
If it's a funny movie, go and see a sad movie then.
If anyone was thinking of going on a movie date with Jesse, don't.
Yeah.
He's disgusting.
Just like high school all over again. Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.